Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Pepper Tree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Today is August 7th, Professional Speakers Day. Wait, I'm a professional speaker? That means I should get today off. So for this professional speaker, it's play 18 holes, then take a nap day. Later.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. In Washington, no agreement on more coronavirus stimulus or even who's to blame for the stalemate. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer saying he's asked his Republican counterparts,
would you meet us in the middle? And they said, no, it has to mostly be their way because the president wants it that way.
Meanwhile, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows saying the president starting to realize many Democrats
are not serious about compromise and are not serious about trying to meet the needs of the American people.
President Trump has said that if a deal cannot be reached, he could issue executive orders to address the economic crisis. However, it's unclear exactly how far those orders would go and what they would be able to do.
Fox's Mark Meredith and the July jobs report just in showing 1.76 million jobs created, the unemployment rate 10.2%. That estimate is the jobs created is better than expected. America's listening to Fox News.
The week is up. The weekend saved my soul because I've been working every day. You know, too many meetings and this traffic got you losing control. Friday's a drug to me. Now give to me a beer that is cold. I want the brunch life. Saturday night has a lot to unfold. I'm leaving now, let's go. Now it is the weekend. Said I can make your weekend. Saturday morning when the sun comes out, I was sleeping with my shades pulled down. Then I will binge Netflix on my couch, grabbing some booze and then I'll chug it down. We will be dancing till we get kicked out of every
It's Saturday Morning Live. I'm here with Rosie Brock and Seth Spotlow and Eddie Bader, and we have a good time on Saturday morning as well.
And I call in.
Rich is with us at 6:20. Generally, David Blackman will join us, and we'll get into some kind of recap the week in politics and stuff. So that's from 6 to 8:30 tomorrow morning right here on News Talk 93.1 FM. First of all, I congratulate our first-time caller. That was Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
And who won the conundrum?
The audio conundrum? Yeah. That was Lottie.
Lottie.
Yeah.
Yeah. In case you missed the winning answer. The guy figured out a way to play that on a watering can.
See, my first reaction was it was a comb. Like he was playing it on a comb.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So, congratulations, and then in about 45 shopping minutes from now, we will do our weekly grand prize drawing giveaway. The works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, and a Clark's Club membership worth $159.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery.
call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Already 77 degrees here at 5 minutes after 8 on our way to a high of 96 with the heat index into triple digits. Again, an isolated storm is possible, but the rain chance is 20% or less today. Tonight slowed down to about 74. Saturday and Sunday will tack on a couple of degrees to the high temperature. We'll be in the upper 90s, close to the danger range on the heat index, with widely scattered storms at best. Again, the rain chances generally 20% or less. And then the rain chances do get a little bit better as we start the new week on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We'll jack up the rain chances a little bit. That doesn't mean everybody's going to get a shower at, you know, in their town. It means there's going to be more showers on the radar to go around. Right now this morning, calm winds, partly cloudy skies, 77 at 8:06.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird
news.
Weird
news. News of the weird.
Hi, I'm your News of the Weird anchorman, Greg Goodell. Drive-in movie theaters. We thought they were extinct.
Mm-hmm.
There were just so few left. In fact, when we've discussed them, I think there's one down in Dothan in Alabama.
That's what somebody mentioned, yeah.
Nothing here. But they may be making a comeback because they have now become the venue for other gatherings because of the pandemic. Weddings.
Concerts.
Graduations. Concerts. People can naturally social distance by just staying in their cars.
Yep.
And now, drive-in theaters are popping up as businesses look for alternative ways to make revenue. Now, there's about 300 independent drive-ins across the United States currently. Most of them make their money during the summer. But this year, big blockbuster movies have been delayed. As a result, many are showing, you know, what was the number one movie? Jurassic Park.
Right.
Stuff that's been around quite a while. Although, I'll tell you, Impact is bringing in, among many others, Jaws. That the place to see that movie is on the big screen and as close as you can get.
Casablanca at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's great. Wizard of Oz
yes.
is coming for the kids. Frozen 2, you know.
So that's you know, and the Impact is big enough to have a lot of folks in to enjoy it while keeping everybody socially distanced and safe.
Alan said like 516 people they could.
Applause to him, man, for the idea to keep that great venue in use.
To reinvent yourself.
Many have taken advantage of event space closures and are instead hosting concerts, comedy shows. Church services, too, have turned to drive-ins because they have the speaker system.
Right.
So all the pastor has to do, of course, the collection plate. That's a different story. I don't know how they get that around, but...
I need to forward to you. I found out. I found all of those clips. Let's go to the, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Let's all go to the...
Hang on. I may have the one you're referring to specifically there.
To the...
Are you ready?
Yep.
Dink, donk, dink, donk.
Here we go. Donk.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. To get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. All go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, that brings back memories, doesn't it?
Yeah, and like when your family went, those messages would come out. Of course, we all wanted something from the lobby, whether we were at the movie theater or at the drive-through, drive-in.
Yeah.
And we never, our parents wouldn't waste the money. We came packed. We brought a picnic.
Oh, yeah, we had a cooler.
Yeah, we're not wasting money on that.
But I was, I can remember being just a little tyke and going in my jammies and they'd have a swing set and stuff you could play on before the movie starts.
We were allowed to do that until it was dark.
Yep.
But yeah, those are good times. And once, I will confess, when I was older, and more mature. Shut up. That I did go with a bunch of guys, and we had, I think, three of us in the trunk.
In the trunk, sure.
But in those days, like with those cars from the late 60s, early 70s, like the Ford LTD2, you could put six bodies in the trunk because it was huge. Those cars were enormous.
I know. They were tanks. They were tanks.
You know, one of the greatest scenes in the first Vacation movie, Clark Griswold, is he brings home the family truckster, right, that he wasn't going to buy. And he pulls up into the driveway, and he shuts the engine off, and he gets out, but the engine keeps running for like a minute after he gets out of the car.
Oh yeah, it's still.
That was not an exaggeration.
That was a timing issue, right?
I don't know what caused it. It was unleaded gasoline or whatever.
Right.
Hey, apparently we're stimulating a lot of movie memories.
Remember, they remind you to take the speaker. Don't forget to take the speaker out off your car.
It was even worse in the winter in Chicago. You had a speaker, and then one of these hot coil things. Because
you had to keep your window down.
Yeah,
right.
And it would be like 15 degrees outside.
By the way, those speakers weren't the most wonderful sound in the world.
No, that was long before they could transmit through an app into your phone, you know, download our app. But, of course, part of the reason for going to the drive-in was to keep each other warm anyway.
Yeah, steamed up windows.
Yeah, with a bottle of, what, MD-80 or something. Hey, here's Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Greg. Hope y'all are doing well. Hey.
We're okay.
Good. You're talking about the drive-in. So mm-hmm. Forever, even now, when I go down Southern Boulevard and come over to Bidock where the Ford dealership is.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know that one.
The Southmont.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was still there.
There was a drive-through dealer where the Ford dealer is?
Yeah, down near near Troy Highway and the Southern Bypass.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then they started playing
How about
adult
that?
Movies.
Yeah, my mom would have to cover her eyes when we came over to Bidock.
Yeah.
He always get down behind the seat.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah. And a lot of places tried that switch to adult films, and it didn't last too long.
Car wrecks.
Causing car wrecks everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. But we had some great memories at that place. And I'm sure when Coal Miner's Daughter first came out, mm-hmm. we went to the Jet.
The Jet was on the Western Boulevard. Yeah, the Western Boulevard. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Sure was. Mm-hmm. But, a bygone era that I'll never forget.
Sure.
Never will.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for remembering with us this morning, Terry. Good stuff. Soldier Boy. Same
thing. Hey, you talk about movie drive-in theaters. I remember two particular facts that were interesting. I remember when it first started, you know, it was per person to get in.
Right.
And we started shoving people in the trunk.
Sure.
Yeah.
Man, you talk about OSHA would have killed us as of today if we did something like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they used to have some, remember the dusk to dawn marathons?
Oh, yeah. Were they at the drive-in or after?
Yeah. Yeah, you get there at, you know, at sunset and sunrise, they'd have like a horror film, four or five movies together.
Yeah.
And you just get your lounge chair and camp out in front of your Pinto.
Hey, you know, would I love to knock a few years off my age, of course, but would I trade the era in which I've lived for any other? No.
Cool. Yeah. They had, and that concession stand, I will never forget that. You know, you always talk about the food, that feel-good food that brings you back to a certain time in your life. Well, they had that pizza there, and there's a bowling alley in Montgomery that has that pizza. And every time I close my eyes and get that pizza, that cardboard pizza, I think myself to be back in the old movie theater when I was 16.
I think that's Hunt Brothers Pizza. I like it. It's not bad.
What's that one across from Lowe's and Home Depot, that bowling alley?
That one, I don't know. It's changed hands a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. So I tell you, they got the pizza, the drive. I call it, the lady looked at me. She was about 20 years old. She thought I was crazy. I said, man, this tastes exactly like a drive-in pizza. She goes, what's that?
Yeah. Well,
those were the good times.
That's right.
You got it, buddy.
Thanks. All right, good day.
Those hot dogs, too, you know, they were just standard hot dogs, but when you were at the drive-in or, you know, at a baseball game, those hot dogs were just...
We used to, when the family wanted to go shopping, we went to the Sears store.
Uh-huh.
And most of the stuff they had at Sears was pretty boring, but they always had a snack bar. And so our parents would so they could get done what they needed to get done without us driving them nuts.
Sit you down at the snack bar.
Yeah. And they had all the, you know, the special condiments like the chopped onion and everything you need to make the perfect, you know.
You've had
Frankfurter.
Yeah, you've eaten at the Woolworths snack bar too, right?
I loved Woolworths, and I actually had tears in my eyes the day they closed.
Yeah,
and it was in the 2000s.
Oh, it was a big deal. The Five and Dime store, my mom would call it the Five and Ten.
I went back there for one last meal, and you could still smoke at the lunch counter.
Right.
Some people don't realize is Walgreens. Most Walgreens had lunch counters years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I almost used that for one of my random facts. Yeah. They were competing with Denny's and a couple of other places.
Yeah.
And they had a lunch counter in Walgreens.
And you know what made that memorable? Hmm. We were at the Walgreens, and we used to just go there for like a soda or a treat.
Yeah.
Mom wanted coffee, so we're all, there's the three of us and Mom sitting at the lunch counter. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, my mother bursts into flame.
Uh-oh!
I kid you not.
What happened?
I was sitting next to her, and all of a sudden, there's flames coming off the...
The grill? Off the grill?
No. She apparently had a lit cigarette or something, and she accidentally brushed against her sweater, and it was a highly flammable fabric. And, man, so... Of course, you're a little kid, your mother's on fire. That's a terrifying thing. Fortunately, the adults took over.
Everybody remain calm! I am a fire marshal!
Hey, Keith, what's up?
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Y'all were talking about favorite foods when you were young.
Yep.
We had this local city swimming pool when I was a kid, and they're hot dogs.
Oh, God.
They had this board where they had driven nails in a row on both sides of the board and hooked electrical cord to it. They would take these hot dogs and they'd stick them on them nails.
Jeez.
And they would actually electrocute them hot dogs.
Oh, you're kidding.
There was a thing that came out in the...
Yeah, the Mr. Hot Dog.
Yeah, and you would take each end of the hot dog sphincter and put it...
That's right. Yeah.
On the metal probe so it would arch.
Yep.
Close the lid and it would cook it in a minute.
Yep.
Best hot dog ever.
Now I want a hot dog. Jeez.
Y'all have a great day.
Great, thanks.
I promise one day we'll do a Vienna Wiener party.
Okay.
Here, okay? I promise we'll do that. When we know Jesse's going to be here.
Yeah.
Lewis Lawn has some great new products. We've had people, somebody just went out and bought a whole bunch of the brand new. I've been talking about them for several months. Because the battery technologies are now state-of-the-art, the Ego mowers, blowers, edgers, trimmers, they last. They're lightweight, they're strong, and they're competitively priced to gasoline-powered products. So here's what you do. You get one, put the charging station in your garage, park it there, whichever device you purchase, and then when you're ready to use it, you hit the on button, and they last. So you can get everything you need to get done off one charge. And they're lightweight, so easy to use. If you're doing like hedges and bushes and stuff like that, sometimes your arms can feel like they're 100 pounds each, especially in this heat. These are lightweight, and they can help you access areas that are kind of hard to get to. It just makes the whole task of outdoor maintenance so much easier. So ask about those at Lewis Lawn. Ego is the name of the brand, and they have several items available at Lewis Lawn. Of course, they carry everything you need in outdoor maintenance, all the Shindawa products, all the steel products. Won't be long before the leaves will be falling. We'll be heading towards, Rich will be counting us down to Tree Denusion Day in December, and you'll want to have something that'll gather up those leaves. Of course, a steel blower comes in handy to keep your sidewalks and driveway, your porch, deck, whatever, clean in just a few seconds. And service after the sale. Anything you buy there is warranted, and you can bring it back for repair or service at Lewis Lawn. 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. Their number is 244-9191. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's 8:20.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. State Representative Will Dismukes turned himself in yesterday afternoon, shortly after news broke of his arrest warrant. Dismukes is charged with theft of property, accused of stealing from a company he used to work for. District Attorney Daryl Bailey says the amount is well over $2,500, and the alleged theft happened between 2016 and 2018. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Wednesday. Police say a man was shot and killed in the 4300 block of Woodley Square. So far, there have been no arrests in the case. If you can help, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. 67-year-old David Philip Justice, the owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Outlet, is being charged with two counts of sexual abuse of a child less than 12 years old. His total bond amount is $60,000. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Traffic is brought to you by Brubaker.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are still looking good all over the city this morning. Light to moderate traffic around the boulevard. We've got light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85. A little congestion Taylor Road at I-85 and a little congestion on the Northern Boulevard, but that's about it. It's Friday. Smile. Have a nice day. If anything happens, we'll keep you updated, but we are looking really good everywhere this morning. Registration for fall semester has been extended to August 20th. Go to trenumstate.edu and follow the link for enrollment and registration. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chase.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Get this party started, cause weekend starts tonight.
Tonight we'll get our drink on, that's what it's all about. Cast off our inhibitions and let it all hang out.
Tonight we'll get it started.
Almost fidational, small vacational, slightly criminal, best weekend to go.
This is where we jumpstart the weekend.
And among other news on News Talk 93.1 FM, there's always time for
time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. By the way, I want to thank Karen Cronin, the Cronins of the Carolinas who listen on the app. We have listeners from the Netherlands to Texas.
I swear.
Every morning. I'm amazed. So suck it up, Howard Stern. You're not the only one that's heard around here and there. pictures of drive-ins from Mount Airy, North Carolina. Remember I talked about going there to see Thelma Lou?
Because
she still hangs out there, but...
They still have drive-ins?
Yeah. And they look just like the ones from our day. A new phenomenon going on. Now that we have riots as a regular form of entertainment in a lot of our cities, guess what? The millennials are now following mom and dad to the suburbs. But they're... It's taking some time to adapt.
This is the Suburban Guide for Millennials. Everything young adults who've moved from a tiny apartment to a sprawling subdivision need to know.
Yeah, like what's the big door that opens funny?
That's a garage door for your car.
My car? What? Like, that's where I get my Uber?
Going from urban to suburban can be confusing.
Yeah, like, where's the bed that's supposed to be in the kitchen?
This is a house, not a loft. You have a bedroom.
Wow! And look! There's this other bedroom inside that I could rent on Airbnb.
No, that's a closet.
I can get $150 a night for it.
The Suburban Guide for Millennials helps you understand why there's no Thai restaurant at the end of your driveway, no coin slots on your washing machine, and no roof access.
Then where do I chill outside?
Outside, on your lawn. In fact, we'll even teach you to pretend to take pride in mowing it.
I take pride in mowing my lawn.
Great, but with more feeling next week.
I gotta do this again next week? Ugh.
God, life can be so difficult. Among things that we may be discussing on the television in our TV segment in the days ahead, a boring desk job helps your brain as you age. May not be as much fun, but a study out of England says that people with physically inactive careers did better in memory, attention, visual processing, speed, and reading ability. So, just to cheer up to those who feel like, do a sitter at a desk all day. Hey, your brain is probably better than mine at this point. Don't make it sound like that's no big deal, okay? I realize there's been some decline, but... how about the feeling of competing against coworkers? Now, that's very true in what we do.
Oh, sure.
You know,
I don't feel like I compete against you guys.
No, but I mean, generally in the media business.
Oh, well, no. Colleagues, yes.
Yes.
But not coworkers. I mean, I'm not...
No. We're not talking about...
It sounded like it's... The way it sounds was that we compete with each other within the building. And I don't feel that way, but yes, against other stations and what? Totally.
Hey, that was the fun.
Totally.
Of getting into radio, man. It was radio. For those of you who go back just a little ways, radio was like sports because there weren't the way it is today, where you have multiple stations under one company banner. Companies could only own 14 stations, and only two could be in the same city.
Before what? Clinton?
1992.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the biggest kick in the...
Stupid.
So, it was like, you had all these teams in this very competitive league, and people would spend money, and we would try to outdo each other with promotions, and it was super, super competitive. The adrenaline that came from that still exists. Yeah, it's like we all play for the same team here at Blue Water. We want the company to do well. Mm-hmm. But we all have our own individual things we like to see, you know.
Yeah. You challenge yourself to a certain standard.
When you don't feel like doing that anymore, you don't really, why bother at all?
We've got Wiley food here this morning.
What did Wiley bring?
Well, I think he's going to be calling us and explaining what it is. I'll show you what it looks like.
Sure, hang on. I've asked Wiley to call in so that he can tell. Every time I go down there, unless it's something simple like
caviar.
Caviar was the other one, the snails.
The escargot.
Yeah, escargot.
Yeah, that's one.
When it's something else, he gives me this long explanation of what's in it, and I, by the time I get up here, I've completely forgotten. I did let JT downstairs try it.
What is it called?
Leanne didn't want to, and he said it was good. It's called Bottega.
Okay. So should I try it without knowing what it is?
If you want to.
Why don't you tell Rich what he can try at Seafood Bistro before we...
Oh, yeah.
Apparently it's very good. Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. And this might be, that might be Wiley calling in right now, putting you on hold. Seafood Bistro is located at 1651 Perry Hill Road right here in Montgomery. You can call them at 279-7500. They open up at 11 a.m. every single day of the week. So today, 11 a.m. tomorrow, 11 a.m. Sunday, 11 a.m. They are open for you for lunch, dinner, that sort of thing going on. You can, I mean, you know, want to buy something and then have it for breakfast the next day? You actually can do that. They got the shrimp, the calamari, the crab claws, the catfish, the gator, the mahi-mahi. I prefer the Cajun cheese curds. I know that doesn't sound very Seafood Bistro-esque, but it's delicious, especially if you get the dragon sauce that you can eat with it as well. Crab claws, the fried pickles, fried green tomatoes, fantastic items on the menu at the Seafood Bistro. See the entire items on the menu by going to their website, theseafoodbistro.com, or go to DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats. They can deliver it to you. You got the menu right there. You can dine in if you want to. It's the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm anxious to find out what it is on the top there.
Let's see if we got Wiley on the phone here. Hang on. News Talk, who's this?
I'll get
him.
Hey,
man, hang on.
Is that him?
Let's see. News Talk, who's this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's him on two.
All right, let's get the quick take on the food since we were just discussing that here.
Hey, man, how are you?
Hey, Wiley.
Hey, guys.
Tell him.
Okay, what I brought this morning is called Bottega.
Bottega.
And what that is, Bottega. And it is, they take the roe or the egg sack of a mullet and they season it and salt it. And they let it sit in the salt for about a month or so. Then they wash it out and they dry it on racks for about a month. And then it, this is what you end up with. And this was, the only place they make it is in Italy and in Portugal. So this is where this is from.
I was going to say, it sounds like something they'd serve around a historical monument, like Stonehenge.
Explain the cream sauce there. What's that going on there?
That's a crostini, and then it's some cream cheese, mm-hmm. and a few chives, and then a slice of the Bottega.
So I'm eating egg sack of mullets. The egg sack.
Exactly.
Well,
just like mom used to make.
It's the best mullet egg sacks I've ever had.
By the way, cream of mullet egg sack soup is cost plus 10 at food. All weekend long.
Wow, that's interesting, man.
Well, Wiley, thank you for the thoughtfulness. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Austin.
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Hey.
Good. How are you? What's up?
Good. I have two things I wanted to ask y'all. First thing is, there's this doctor on Instagram that I watch by the name of Dr. Rashton. It's DRASHTON_, who just posted and who has been posted by this whole coronavirus thing and the, you know, the flaws and misleading that we've been getting, who just posted an article from these European medical doctors who are saying that wearing a mask will not help in any way to prevent the spread or, you know, the contraction of the virus.
Yeah, as you exhale your germs that get caught on the inside of the mask, and then your carbon dioxide doesn't flow away and you re-inhale it and get epoxy.
Right. Not only that, but there's one more thing. Did y'all happen to see Trump's response to, he was asked a question in a speech the other day, I think about 2 days ago or yesterday, and he was talking about how he's aware of the elite that are trying to get him out of the office and the badgering they've been doing of him. And I mean, since January, we've had 1.8 million jobs added, you know, and unemployment has dropped 10%. And so I just think we got to get him back in there somehow.
I agree, and I think he will, but they're going to put him through and us through all kinds of crap before that time gets here. Appreciate the call. And we go to Mr. Wright on the money for the opening bell. I thought it would go up because the numbers were pretty good on the jobs thing today, but so far we're about flat.
Saw your better half at the gym yesterday.
Oh, yeah, she told me that. She sure did. That was awesome. She said you saw her and stopped her cold and made her feel good. That's awesome, man. I really appreciate
that. How you doing this morning?
Man, I'm hanging in there. I don't know. I've come down with some sort of cold. It's not COVID. I texted Greg yesterday. I could hardly talk.
Oh.
I made a beeline to the doctor, got my steroid shots, some antibiotics, went home and laid down. And I'm doing a little better this morning.
Good. So, how the markets doing?
Yeah. Man, you know, it's like Greg said earlier, and it's sort of counterintuitive, right? You get a big jobs number like this. You know, remember on Thursday or the other day, we had the ADP number, which was a little bit less than what people thought it would be. Mm-hmm. And that kind of created some fear or some concern out there. Oh, my gosh, we're not recovering. And then we get this, you know, whopping number today, took unemployment down to 10.2%, which is a really, really great print, a great number to print. And so you would think the market would go up. But the problem is the market is, and I've been trying to say this, the market has been fueled by all this stimulus and all this money that's been put into the market. And so the market had begun to price in a much bigger than expected stimulus package, this CARES 4.0 package. And you see a number like that, and it makes you, as a market participant, kind of back up and go, we may not get one. And then you've got people like Newt Gingrich and a lot of others who are really coming out really strong, forcefully asking the president to back down, because Pelosi and Schumer have not been very good negotiators. They are barely moving off of that big $3.2 trillion package they want. And Gingrich said it great this morning. If you hadn't read it, you ought to go read his piece. He basically says, don't fall into the trap, you know, that H.W. Bush fell into, you know.
Right.
Fall into the trap of what Reagan did. Reagan said, read my lips, no new taxes. And he stood by his gun.
Yep.
When he couldn't get negotiation with the Democrats, he appealed directly to the American people and gave an incredibly powerful speech. It was an iconic speech. That he's well remembered for to this day, and that's what Gingrich is saying Trump ought to do here. He should just say, you know what, forget about it altogether. We're not doing anything. I'm going to use my executive powers. I'm going to do everything in my power to do whatever I can, and I'm going to tell the American people exactly what you guys are up to and what you want specifically in your request and why I'm not doing it. And he says he thinks that'll resonate with voters. I sort of think it will as well. And we'll see. But that's kind of where we are this morning. I suspect we'll probably continue to trade flat until we get an official announcement of what's going to happen as part of these stimulus talks.
So that's not going to happen today, right? I mean, they're not going to settle this today. It'll be next week, you think?
I had been thinking, Rich, that it was going to happen today. But, you know, they're still so far apart, I'm not sure it's going to. Trump, this is, as I've been saying all week, especially in the afternoon show, this is all about politics. Okay. Every single bit of this is
politics. Politics.
And so it's all about now who blinks first. And that's why Gingrich and others like him are saying, do not cave in, Mr. President. If you do, it's not going to look good. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But as of right now, if I were handicapping this, I think we probably don't get a deal today.
Yeah.
I think we go through the weekend, and we're talking about this on Monday.
Right. Brant, we thank you for the time. In the meantime, give Brant a call. Get out and become managerial about your money and hook up with McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management and start planning your financial future.
Feel better, man.
387-0094, 387-0094. If you feel up to it, give us a holler this afternoon.
We'll do it. We'll do it.
See you.
Take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Ryan and I were talking about on the air earlier how relentless it seems like the heat has been this year. There's just been no relief at all. You know, like, remember a couple of summers we had... You got a day or two where everything felt good for a little while, but not so right now. We're already in the upper 70s. We're headed for a high around 96, heat index 100 or higher. There could be an isolated storm. There'll be some blips on the radar. Your chances of seeing one, encountering one, are very small, 20% or less with tonight's low 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, by the way, my grass is starting to burn up. I don't know if yours is too.
Yeah, there's a big crew cut.
Yeah. So Saturday and Sunday, upper 90s, looks like, near the danger range on the heat index. Widely scattered afternoon storms at best. And the rain chances do get a little bit better next week, Monday through Wednesday. And by the way, check out my morning video this morning. You probably may have heard, we have two disturbing new forecasts on the hurricane season, and it could be just an explosive season. Back in 2005, we had 25 storms, and we could be close to 25 storms this year and go to the Greek alphabet, run out of names. By the way, 2005 is when we had Katrina, and the forecast is now for 5 or 6 major hurricanes. Oh, no. The year 2020 is just keeps getting worse. Right now this morning, 77 degrees, partly cloudy skies, 841.
Yeah, the year keeps getting worse.
And Leon's getting larger.
Time now for Wingfinger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Southern fried chicken, right?
Right.
Right. Right. Sure I said that myself.
Where's that list there? Southern fried sandwich. Southern fried sandwich.
That's the word.
That's the one you have to say this afternoon.
Yeah. Don't get confused. We've been real clear about this.
We really have. There's no possible way you could be mixed up on this.
Jesse, where are you?
Southern fried sandwich is the winning word.
Give us the winning word. Botarga.
Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, we'll ask for caller 727-292-2828. Probably do it off a different signal.
And you'll have to say egg sack mullet.
No, southern fried sandwich. That's how
southern
you
fried sandwich.
Lunch for two at Wing Fingers, Bob Baumhauer's newest concept in dining in the RSA headquarter building at 201 Union. And if you win, you get lunch for two, beverage, side, and free climate-controlled parking.
We're going to Baumhauer's on the boulevard today.
Friday lunch crew.
How did you like the bodega?
Bodega.
What'd you think?
I'll let you know after the break.
Yeah, good idea.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. You guys have sure made our job easy this morning. We've been sitting here with our feet propped up, sipping on coffee, just watching the maps. And no accidents in to report to you at this time. Everything is looking good all over the city. Our most congested spot right now is Highway 31 into the west side at West South Boulevard. It's a little busy there, but other than that, light to moderate traffic, light to moderate on the interstate through downtown Montgomery. Everything's rolling along nice and smooth. Anything happens, though, we'll let you know about it. After shopping for back to school at Premier Place, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, or Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. It's all at Premier Place Shopping Center in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
You got the perfect business because it's something that your house should be, and that's be dry. This is a business that has helped over 800,000 homeowners. Quick example. Had an issue at the old house, and one of the things we had to do was have it checked to make sure that water wasn't getting in through the foundation. You want a company that does that inspection for free, that will come out and take a look, because if there's nothing for them to do, then you're not going to be charged. But for 800,000+ homeowners. They are the company that has provided waterproofing and foundation repair and basement waterproofing, crawl space repair, because water can be a major and expensive problem. It's something you should have checked out from time to time, especially if you're considering selling your property, because when the home inspection takes place and they find this, that house isn't going to get sold until that issue is addressed. And here's the best part. And this is a company, B-Dry, has been featured on Angie's List, Extreme Makeover, Better Homes, Flip This House. This is a company that's been around since 1958, so they're the best at this. And just go to bdry.com. It's Alabama folks. They will come out, just fill out their little form, and they'll come out at your convenience and do the inspection necessary and set up repairs if that's required. But their reputation is top-notch. And if you had work done by them in 1958, guess what? That guarantee is still good. If you have work done by them today, guess what? That guarantee, if you sell your house, goes to the next homeowner. It actually becomes a selling point for you. Their protection against moisture is that good. Get started at bdry.com.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family meal time easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75%. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We've had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sale. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Benatti created, perfected, and patented the Benatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Benatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Benatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Benatti succeeds where others fail.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Napa Know How.
This month, Napa's got all kinds of motor oil deals that can save you some serious cash. Like a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $16.49. With savings like that, you may start feeling like a VIP. But don't let it go to your head. These oil deals are for everyone. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 8/31/20.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is the new theme song for Rosie Brock. No Jerk.
Grab that wipe before you start to type. Clean off those keys.
Rosa
don't
does.
Get infected.
I sometimes go downstairs for a few minutes, and while I'm gone, she sneaks around over here with her Clorox wipes, and she's redoing all the services. That's why I've stayed so healthy.
She's a saint, she is.
Absolutely.
Rosie. Yeah.
Rosie's so when amazing. I say this is Rosie's song, it's a gesture of love.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give away some stuff.
Why, too?
Works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Rich Thomas doing the show here. Who is going to Don Duncan?
Well, besides me today for new tire, number seven.
Number seven is James B. James.
Winning.
James B., you have won the works. That's a full service on your car, oil change, tire rotation, rolling inspection of the tire, fluids check, topped off as necessary, safety inspection of brakes. And after all of that, after they've remounted the tires and everything else, they vacuum out your vehicle for you.
They did that for me yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just a nice little way of saying thanks for choosing Don Duncan. With three locations, Highway 14, serving all of Prattville and Millbrook, behind the McDonald's, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Now, our grand prize, $159 value, Clark's Club membership.
Hey, congratulations, number 37.
37.
That is Crawdad.
Crawdad.
Winning.
Way to go, buddy.
Gotcha. Clark Club membership.
That's right. That means you'll get two annual tune-ups to your system at home. You'll have the guarantee of 24/7 priority service if anything goes wrong with your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. And look, Crawdad's one of the most lovable people that I've known in the time I've been on the air down here. He's going to be serviced by a group of people that are about as lovable as he is. So it's a match made in heaven. Plus, your system will run efficiently, and you'll save money on your electric costs. Are you doing cryoscan this weekend? You going to?
I went Wednesday for cryoscan, and I just told you off the air how it's making a difference. This is my third of five that I purchased, and I'm thinking about purchase some more.
Eating carefully, I'm going every 2 weeks, like you are.
Yep.
That's about how often you should have it. And this is a way where technology can help you in the effort to shrink your waist or to deal with a little extra fat here and there.
Right.
Some people go for Cryoskin 3.0 to treat cellulite. Some people use Cryo to treat parts of their face. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the under part of the arm. You know, there's places,
right,
where these quirky little places. This is technology that can help you accomplish those goals. In addition to fortifying your immune system and your entire body with IV vitamin therapy,
mm-hmm,
there's so many different ways you can help yourself with that. Cryotherapy, 3 minutes in a chamber that will leave you feeling healing and revitalized from the brain to the tip of your toes. Juvelite therapy and so much more. Consult with Ryan Turner or anybody on their great team by calling 296-1662. Read the details. These work. This is not voodoo stuff. This is state-of-the-art science now available to you in Montgomery from our friends at Infusion. InfusionCryoandLaser.com or 296-1662.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hey, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Good news, guys. The internet's on sale. Like high-speed internet access to everything you love and need. Shopping, browsing, streaming at an unbelievably low price for a limited time. Switch to WOW today and get super fast internet 100 with no contracts and contact-free installation on sale for only $39.99 per month. And while you're at it, double the speed for just $5 more. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
It's August 7th, the greatest day ever. On the 7th of August, 1959, the first photo of Earth from space was taken by the United States spacecraft Explorer 6. It was essentially a 17,000-mile-long selfie stick. Hashtag Earthy, hashtag no filter, hashtag I woke up like this. Have a great August 7th, the greatest day ever.
And it is 8:59 on this Talk 93.1 FM. We'll be back this afternoon. Get the full crew on Friday. Same group that joins me on set. It's funny. We work here, have a good time Friday afternoon. Eddie Bader, Seth Motley, Rosie Brock. We come back 12 hours later. And that Saturday morning show brought to you with love by our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body, which we really appreciate. And one last thing. Maybe this weekend is the weekend you pull those boxes down off the shelves that have all those old camcorder videos. And then you gather them together and you call 279-6036 because that's the number to Dan Black's studio.